When funds are needed. Have you ever wondered why churches and individuals choose to give, or not? There are many ways to raise funds for projects or personal support. It is important to have the right mindset when approaching people to give. Ask yourself, has God called me? If your answer is yes, you are effectively inviting people to invest in what God has called you to. This makes fundraising a positive, not a negative process. We are inviting others to be part of God's calling. 4 out of every 5 fundraising initiatives don't work well. The key to effective fundraising is to first be a good friend to the individual or family who is giving you money. The rate of financial giving declines significantly when there is no ongoing personal relationship. It is also essential to give thanks when you receive a no as well as a yes. Keep pursuing a friendship. Keep sharing what you are doing without asking for money. You don't know what may happen in the future. A couple who were like a mom and dad to me when I came to faith, had one of the largest giving funds in my country. But the fund only gave to brick and mortar projects. I didn't have any. That meant no matter how close we were, no funds would be provided from the fund for my work. That was fine. It was about the relationship, not the funds. Here are some questions to ask potential givers. What has God put on your heart? What do you see as the more important spiritual needs in our city or country now? If God is the author of your relationships, some of your donor partners will become lifelong friends, as well as givers in the next generation. Scripture to ponder, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Key lesson, when cheerful givers meet someone called by the Lord, a joyful long partnership in the Lord's work can begin. You don't want to manipulate anyone to give. Allow God to connect your hearts.